Chris Robshaw, how big is this game for Quins? Where do you think it ranks in terms of recent epic games? Obviously, the win in Munster was incredible, but building up to the final now.
I think it's definitely up there. I mean, it's definitely up there with the kind of one of the highest and kind of most pressured games. A lot of the guys, myself included, probably would have played in a very long time. To play in that sort of European Cup final away down in Cardiff, it's probably going to be quite hostile. Playing the French are always very physical and very... You never really know what to expect. They'll have that bit of flair, but they'll also be able to grind out games and whatever else. And we're fully aware of their threats and whatever else. But it's one we're really looking forward to going down there on a Friday night. Hopefully there'll be a big crowd there and one we can really enjoy.
Yes, it was an immense performance against Munster in Thomond Park. Well done on that. And how do you go about matching that intensity going into this game? I mean, you had a quiet week last week, I hear, and then you've got to step it up this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard. It's easy to put out a performance when no one expects it of you. When you're the underdog, no one expects it. It's easy to kind of go out and do whatever. And if you get away with it, people are like, well played. But if it doesn't come off, like, oh, well, you're underdogs. And probably people have probably started to say, because of that win, we might be slight favourites or whatever else. And that's a little bit different in a pressure situation.
Do you wear that tag easily?
We'll have to find out on Friday night, really. It's one of those situations where, like I said, it's easy to do it when you're underdog, but when people expect it of you, it's a different boat completely. And are we willing and able enough to step up? And we've spoken about it and whatever else mentally, and we'll keep that between the players. But it is one we're all looking forward to and whatever else, and hopefully we can get a win on Friday night.
Great. Well, I was having a look at the Amlin Opta Index. Got you down as the top performing forward for Quins. Haskell's the top man for Stad. How much are you looking forward to that battle?
Yeah, a couple of people have said that to me. You always want to play against kind of top internationals, whatever else. And I haven't played against James for a couple of years, and he is a top kind of English player and is doing well for Stad over the last couple of years. But whether it's him or Parise or Rabadan, these players are world class. There aren't any easy kind of battles, and you look at number 9 shirts, also internationals, number 10 and what. So there's going to be key contests throughout the area, and I think if whoever's teams get one over on the opposite man, I think they'll come out on top.
Okay. Word on some of the youngsters in the pack as well. The front row boys were very impressive in Limerick, and forward domination does seem to be very key still in the modern game.
Oh, of course. I mean, if forwards can get on the front foot and whatever else, it makes the game so much easier for the likes of the back. You're getting quick ball and you're over the gain line every time. Defences are always stretched in that situation. But I think our front row's done great this year. I mean, especially, I think the oldest guy's 24 and James Johnson. Yeah. And I think they've all really stood up. It's Joe Gray's kind of proper first season. He's played the odd game here and there at Northampton, and Joe Marler, I think, has come in and done a tremendous job. They're up against it, I'm sure. Playing a French side in a final is not going to be easy for them, but it's one the whole pack have got to kind of stand up and go toe to toe with your opposite man. And when scrummaging isn't just a front five thing, it's a full eight, and everyone has to buy into that. And if we buy into that, hopefully we can get a couple of rewards on the weekend and give our backs a steady platform.
What would it mean to you to win the match? You're 24, you've just signed a new 3-year deal for the club. You're obviously wanting to stick with this group of players and take your career as far as you can, and certainly a win on Friday night would surely be a fantastic turning point for you.
Oh, definitely. I mean, to win silverware is a massive kind of opportunity, no matter what it is. To be in a kind of a major European final is, yeah, to kind of... But we're still focusing on ourselves. It's that first 20 minutes we've got to go out there and worry about. Of course, that would be nice at the end of the night, but we've got a game of 80 minutes to play in the meantime, and that's not going to be easy playing against them. We know what's coming out. They're going to be physical and whatever else, but we're ready for that. We're going out there kind of all guns blazing, and it's a cup final. You can't hold anything back.
Okay, and finally, lots of fans are going to be travelling down. They've given you great support this season. It would be great to bring it home for them.
Of course, our fans have been tremendous all year. You look at our last couple of games, and even over in Munster, we've had sellouts, and our fans have been tremendous, kind of in the rain or whatever else. And unfortunately, we probably haven't always got the results we would have liked, but they've always been good to us, and we like to think we've entertained them a couple of times this year, giving them some highs and lows, and there's always a little bit of drama somewhere.
Absolutely. Well, there'll be plenty on Friday night in Cardiff. Best of luck in the game.
Thank you very much.